Right, the worship leader, we're still in this mode of trying to help the worship leader and what the worship leader does. Last time we talked about how you prepare as a worship leader for the rehearsal. Now we're going to talk about how to run a rehearsal with the whole worship team for the next worship service. So I know this is how you do it. You start with a time of devotions. Sometimes you may read a scripture passage. In our church, we have a scripture reading for every day for everybody. Mm-hmm. So I know sometimes you have each one in the group share briefly one thing that struck them in their own devotional time since the last mm-hmm. rehearsal. So, you know, if we're in the, right now we're in the book of Ephesians. So
right, and that's just a way of also holding people accountable yeah. to actually doing devotions in their own home. We yeah. don't want to be the substitute for that.
So in a way, I mean, you have a time, you have a rehearsal for the music and so on, but you really spend a half an hour mm-hmm. like this is your small group
right.
in some ways, and mm-hmm. it's like the whole vision of the church is to get people walking with God, and so we don't just ignore that. Right. You spend a considerable time actually trying to reinforce that,
right.
make people make sure that they're
reinforcing it and seeing from the example of others around
yeah.
them that this is what's expected of you.
Right.
Yep. And then
yes.
we have a time of prayer, so
right.
people are encouraged to share something that we can all pray about when we're there, but also you remember it during the week for each other too, because we're
right.
a team.
So that whole business sort of makes it. It puts the focus on God
right.
and focus on this is church, this isn't just some band
right.
together, but we're a church
right.
and egos and all of that, and, you know, leave those things behind.
Yep.
Okay, and pray for each other. So the end by praying for us. Okay, so then, all right, now, you know, we start the official sort of rehearsal and you have sort of a song order. Make sure everyone has the lead sheet for each of the songs you're going to practice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they should bring them
mm-hmm.
and have them there, but
mm-hmm.
you know, to check.
Right.
All right, does everyone have their thing? Are they in order?
Well, occasionally there will be a new song that
right.
at the end I'll be like, okay, here's the new lead sheet.
Yeah.
Maybe you've heard it a couple of times. Let's run through it once because
right.
that also helps them know what
right.
they need to work on.
Right.
So.
Have everyone put them in the order that you're going to be playing at the
mm-hmm.
service so that, you know, the practice goes well, but also, okay, they're ready for the service
right.
and someone isn't fumbling with all their papers. So now you're actually working on a song.
So, yep, we go over how we see the song going. So it will be just the expectations. I don't expect you to be playing there. I expect this to just be acoustic guitar. That sort of thing, which they can write into their sheet. So they know, oh, this is when the bass and drums comes in
right.
on this bridge or whatever.
So who plays what, who sings
yep.
what and when, where unison
yep.
and harmony, because people, you know, they're singing, you know, where
what?
Do I... So you have to go through the whole thing. Okay, this is where you come in with the harmony. And no, we're only going to do unison there, or, you know, the lead singer is going to sing pretty loud here and all of us are going to be just background
mm-hmm.
or, you know, so all those different things.
Yep. The dynamics where the softs and louds go.
Yeah.
Thing.
You answer any questions. Now, how do you do that? So someone has a question, when do they answer?
Well, usually like seven people have a question all at the same time.
Yeah. But I mean, how do you arrange that, or what are the rules on questions? Anyone can ask any time.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Just speak up.
So that's, I mean, yeah, I think you have to establish those kinds of things.
Right.
Some may say, no, I only want questions at one time. Your method is, or preference is, you know, you have a question, ask it.
Right. I mean, it usually comes in a break. We've gone through it
yeah.
once. But then, especially with the singers, I have some that have a very good ear, so they're maybe not even looking at their music very much
right.
because they've heard it on the radio so many times, let's say. So then I'll specifically ask them, okay, if you have a problem with the harmony, you have to let me know exactly where it is. So
right.
follow along with the music and
yeah.
and stop me when we get to that spot
right.
and we'll spot
yeah.
work on those or whatever.
Right.
So
then, you know, you kind of go over, this is how it's going to go, a few questions, and then you just do the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just run through it one time. And then what I notice is you tend to work first with the instruments. You know, if we don't have that right, the whole thing sort of falls
mm-hmm.
apart. So, you know, what instruments, you know, the lead guitar doesn't know what he's doing, or he's in the wrong key, or or someone's playing a wrong chord, or, you know, the louds and softs, and sort of getting it right. And, you know, then this is where patience is needed, because then the vocalists are just sort of sitting there, and they might be chatting a little bit if they do it silently, you know, softly. You know,
it's and some people have two practices. Some people have just a vocal practice and just an instrumental practice. We don't, so that does mean lots of patience on both sides.
Yeah, and I, you know, I typically don't have a whole lot of patience, so then I'm goofing off, and then sometimes that's distracting. So, you know, as a team, you just have to, you know, you don't want it so boring. You don't want people to just sit there and do nothing. So if they chat a little bit, it's fine. Or if they're kind of listen, or, you know.
And we have a variety of skill levels. And we're trying to be patient with all of those skill levels. You also have a difference of learning styles. Some people are very auditory. They only get it if they've heard it and, you know, you're showing them. Others are, you know, 110% ready just because they have all the technical skills before they come. So there's lots of patience involved.
And some of it, you know, I know for myself sometimes it, when it's really difficult, some harmony, something, and I need it written out so that I have something to follow. And so, and, you know, you work with the instruments, get it sort of working, then work with the vocals. You know, this is the melodies. You know, we're, you know, a lot of times we're not even singing the melody right. I mean, we all have a little, because contemporary music especially, you know, the singer dips down a little bit there, and then the next time he goes up.
Or the rhythms are
the
just.
The rhythms are just a little funny, and, you know, one verse might be slightly different than the other, or the bridge, and and all these things. And so, to get everyone on the same page requires a little bit of effort. And then finally, you know, you put the vocals and the instrumentalist together. Some basic things the worship leader will need to look out for and offer correction. So these are just kind of broad things in general that, you know, as you're going through the song, you've worked on it, and now you play it, and you're sort of fine-tuning. But this is kind of a general list of the major things. Wrong notes and chords. I mean, I noticed that, I mean, that's what you're really good at, music major and all of that, and you'll be able to stop, hold it. Someone is playing a wrong note, and you don't maybe know who it is, but you can hear that there's a wrong note in here somewhere, and a lot of people don't even hear that. Or one guitar player is just playing the wrong chord, and so you stop, and then you have to go, okay, play the chord, play the chord, and then you find out who it is, or the bass player is playing the wrong note, it's not matched with the piano. Or so looking for that, and you just have to have a good ear for that, and over time.
Especially if you're one of the participants, to take yourself kind of out of the equation and be and hear, you know.
Listen.
Specifically listening for, are we all together on the same page?
Listening for wrong notes and chords. I guess that's what this section is about. As a music director, here's what you're listening for. Number two, timing. You
the
know,
rhythms.
The rhythms. And sometimes the guitar player is doing something and it's a whole different rhythm than what the keyboard is doing.
Or bass and drums. You know, they should be linked together on the same type of rhythm.
So if one is kind of doing ching, 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 and someone else is doing some slow
thing,
it's just jarring. Louds and softs. You know, when are we loud and when are we soft? So some people just go full blast no matter what the song is. And it's, we're keeping this part soft. And so you have to rein some people in. Sometimes the drummer just has one loudness. And, you know, he has to learn how to hit same intensity, but not so loud.
Well, and again, I think the tendency of a volunteer group, everyone wants to play or sing all the time. And that makes every song sound the same. And it's very boring. So to build a song, people have to be, again, in that humble seat where it's like, nope, I do not play for the whole first verse. There are songs that I literally, as a keyboardist, do not play at all. And I have to be okay with that. And so does every single member of the team. That's a really hard thing.
So this song might just be a guitar, just one guitar playing, and everyone else on stage is just singing. They're not playing a thing, and people have to be okay with that. Or you know, to build a song, you don't play half the song and then you come in. Right. Well, people, you're like, right. I mean, people want to, if I'm the bass player, I want to play every single note.
Right.
If I'm the keyboard player, I want to play every note. If I'm the guitar player, I'm the electric guitar player, I'm the drummer. And then, boom, it's just, and then every singer, the same thing. They all want to sing, they all want to be in there. And it's like this cacophony of sound all the time. Mm-hmm. And then it loses its punch, because the punch happens when it was soft and then it got loud. Mm-hmm. And so, again, don't be afraid to make louds and softs by telling people not the right. player, not to sing, and then build the song. Look for blend. Are the voices blending? Is someone sticking out? Is someone, you know, their vibrato is like sticking out, or they're singing a lot louder? It's like singers, you should be, if you can't hear everybody singing, you're singing too loud. Mm-hmm. If all you're hearing is yourself, or the guitar player, or... You know, a lot of it is just listening. You know, I think a lot of people on the stage just expect the sound person to just figure it all out. Mm-hmm. But you're asking the person who's probably the least musician to figure all the volumes for everybody, right. rather than, you know what, just listen to what's around you, right. and, you know, try to hear every part. Try to hear the guitar. Oh, yeah, there's the guitar, there's the drum, there's the bass, there's the alto, there's the soprano. And if you can hear everybody... Mm-hmm. Then you're at the right volume.
Or there might be a song, too, where I want one specific person to take what we would call the lead.
Right.
You're kind of the soloist on this, which means that I want the other singers to just pull off their mic.
Right.
Be singing, because we want the congregation to sing. So you're modeling singing.
We've seen that where a church didn't do that. They had the lead singers sing, and then they didn't want the others. They wanted just that soloish kind of sound, and the other singers just sat there.
Right.
They didn't sing.
We were confused.
And the congregation's like, are we supposed to sing or not? So you can have the others sing, just not under their mic. Mm-hmm. And
right. So they're modeling both humility and participation.
We're just here to worship.
Right.
It's not about me holding the mic.
Which associated or also with that, if your instrumentalist can sing while they're playing,
sing along.
That's awesome because...
Then people know you're up there worshiping.
They're worshiping,
well.
Yep.
Is the worship team together? Mm-hmm. You know, the beat, and are we singing together? You know, I want to add another one, number six. I think at least the thing that I often see is, especially with contemporary music, the people leading the singing come in late. I mean, you know, that like they're not really sure about when to come in. And so then they wait, and then the congregation waits, and no one sings the first word. Mm-hmm. So that lead singer really has to be confident, has to know, this is when I come. And, you know, contemporary singing, you know, it can be hard because it's so syncopated. There's a song, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. Now, this beat is helping us sing this song. If I didn't play a beat, it'd be, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. Now, the congregation isn't going to have a clue when to come in because it's like,
because they come in on beat two, which is kind of...
They come on beat two, and most people aren't counting in their heads anyway. I'm counting. Lord, I lift your name on high. 2, 3, 4, 1. Lord, I lift to sing your praise. So what's helping in contemporary music is a nice beat. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. Now, as I'm playing, I'm keeping the beat, and I'm well aware of the beat, but sometimes the lead singer, because he's not playing, he's not really aware, and he doesn't know what, and all of a sudden he's late, and he's listening. So it's really, you know, contemporary music has that syncopation going on, and you really have to be confident. And I see this in church after church after church, where the lead people, the singers up front, are not really leading.
Right.
They're like kind of following, and the congregation doesn't, you know, are they leading? Who's leading? And then everyone's late. And
right, which kind of leads us to the next.
Okay.
The transitions between
between songs, words, scripture songs that you can, you know, you can read or you can say something between the songs, and transitional chords. We talked about that.
Right. And this is something that I practice. If I see our leaders not coming in when they should, we will do the intro. And I try and keep my intros exactly the same each time.
Right.
I'm
because
the guitarist.
That is a problem. It's like you're going to do an intro, but I don't know when your intro is done.
Right.
And that, certainly the congregation doesn't know. They don't know what the intro is. So the pianist or guitar player is playing a little intro. But the lead singers, they should know this little intro. And in fact, when I'm leading the singing, as the intro is getting towards where the people starting to singing, I'm getting you ready. I'm going to...
You can use some hand motions.
Yeah, I'm going to let you know that it's coming. Mm-hmm. And with a new song, I do this thing where, you know, the note's going up, the note's going low. I want you to follow me.
Right. In a sense, you're almost a choir leader.
Yes.
That's so what you need to
be. You need that lead person has to be confident, and you know, even if you do it wrong, lead confidently wrong, because people need something to follow. A hymn, it was easy. You play the last phrase of the song, and then here it goes, and it's all very simple. But contemporary music, a lot of different intros, a lot of syncopation, and people don't know when to come, so you really have to direct them. And you can't be looking at a stand. You know, if you're looking at a stand, you're not leading me. I have to be looking right at the crowd and going, okay, here we come. Here comes the verse. Mm-hmm. And here comes the chorus. Here we go. And then if people aren't singing, I'm trying to will you. I'm trying to, like, come on.
Well, you're trying to make it easy for them. Yes. You want it to be a safe place that they can trust.
Right.
Hey, when he sings, that means I can sing.
Right.
So,
because otherwise, the biggest fear people have is hearing themselves and singing when no one's singing.
Right.
So if I'm going to come in a little late, to be sure. And that problem is our worship team is doing the same thing.
Right, and if they're on a mic, their mouth is hidden by this microphone.
Right.
So that's why just a bodily sort of indication is helpful.
Yeah. So remember, again, the whole point of a worship team and a worship leader is to lead the people into worship. And if the worship team is like hesitant and following and with their head in the stand and so on, then why are they even up there?
Right.
I mean,
then they're not leading.
You're not leading. Okay, intro line of each song. Decide which instrument will do it. Is the piano going to do it? Decide how that instrument will do it. Is the last line of a song? So if you had played like even a hymn or something, or play a song, how would you intro a song?
Okay, so this would be Holy, 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 which we've made a little bit less traditional. So I'm going to do this. That phrase twice. That's it. They know I'm doing
holy,
it twice, and then you're coming
holy.
In. Exactly.
So that's how that would go. So, you know, and what is that? It's just a made up little tune, isn't it?
Right.
So, how would you do it in the traditional way if you played the last line of the. Song, and then she did a little run.
Yeah, I walked up to it so that you're like, oh, something's gonna happen here.
Holy. So that's one way. Another way is the first line of the song.
Not really. Usually don't. Well, sometimes I guess. Let's say.
Now that was the first line. You're just playing the first line through. Stop. And we're going right into the first line of the song. So you can use the last line. You can use the first line. Mm-hmm. Or the chord. And then play a little made-up thing. Mm-hmm. That's a little harder because people don't know exactly what you're doing or what the song is, right? They don't recognize it. But it's more interesting because people don't know what the song is. And then all of a sudden the song comes in. Ah, I know this song. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
basic chord progression of the song, so you might just play the chords.
Right.
And just play through.
Well, and that's what I was doing with the Holy, Holy, Holy.
Okay. So there's a chord.
And those are the chords that are used when you sing it. Holy, holy,
holy. Okay. First melody line of the song, intro, I already talked mm-hmm. about that. So, yeah, instead of the chords, you could just use the melody. Go through the whole service order from beginning to the end with all the transitions. So you practice, you got it in order, you got to figure it all out, you went through the problems. Now give it a shot and see how it goes.
Right, which makes those transitions that much smoother. And I think that's a downfall of lots of bands. They know each individual song, but how are you going to get from one to two?
Yeah, and they didn't practice it.
Didn't practice it, and then it's awkward.
And, yeah. Practice a few of the new songs that you've been working on or are planning to work on. So, you know, you got the service prepared, but you always got to be thinking about the future. Fine-tune new songs you have been working on. So you've been working on some for a while. You know, you go to the next level with it. Or introduce a new song with the recording of it if possible. So, hey, you know, and you listen to it as the whole band, play it, and everyone gets a shot at hearing it before you send home the lead sheet.
And if I know that all the songs for the worship service are fairly familiar, we've done them lots of times before, but there's a new song on the horizon that's going to happen in a few weeks, I might start with the new song while their brains are still fresh and go through that a number of times, three, four times, five, whatever, because I know that our time on our set isn't going to it's not going to take any major tweaking.
Yeah.
And then when that's done, do the new song again at the end.
Okay.
Because then you, oh, yeah, I forgot that. Or that was my trouble spot. It just helps reinforce it.
And, that, you know, the new song is really, it's like the candy for the band.
Right, it
I
is.
Mean, you're going to sing some songs, and you've sung them before in the band after, oh, yeah, I remember this. But you want to get it perfect, and you want to get it good. And so we're working. And it's a little bit like work in some ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good, but, you know, it's, okay, we know this. But then the new song is like, it, you know, maybe at first it's a little hard because people aren't familiar with it. But as the band starts learning it, it's like, this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they're discovering new things. And so having something new to work on, you want to keep that going just to keep the band fresh.
Mm-hmm.